Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
Thank you again to Old Farm Fine Foods. Did you know Old Farm Fine Foods also offers top-notch catering for your special occasion? Speak to their friendly staff at the cash for more information. Old Farm Catering, always fresh, always delicious, always sure to satisfy. If you're just joining us, folks, it's an 8-7 ball game here at Richardson Stadium for the Gaels' homecoming clash against the Windsor Lancers. As we expected, very defensive football game here. Windsor doesn't give up much, but their struggle has been they often don't produce much. So it's going to matter every single play, every single possession. You can't afford to turn the ball over often against this team. And the Gaels, first quarter turnover. Since then, they've played a little more smart and secure with the football. They'll start this drive at their 28-yard line after a good return from Ian St. Arnaud. Trips on the left-hand side. Quick hitter on the right to Jack Ashby-Jacobs. And Jack Ashby-Jacobs running hard for a first down. As Mateo Tuioti blocking well downfield, tangled up with his man, but I love that. He just got up, ran back to the huddle, didn't say nothing, didn't do nothing. Good, smart, heads-up play from number 87 as Queens will have a first and 10 from their own 40 after a 12-yard gain from Jack Ashby-Jacobs on that classic Queens tunnel screen. Three on the left-hand side. Fake to Jared Kasari. Vraken is going to tuck it and run up the middle and slide for a good gain on first down. Great job, young man. Protect yourself. Protect the football. Give your offense a much more manageable second and 4 from the Queens 46. Tuioti out, James Preston in. Good to see Preston. I mistakenly said it was Liam Silverson that was limping off the field earlier. It was James Preston who is back in action here. And Preston in makes me think we might see a run on second and 3 from the Queens 47. Jared Kasari is your tailback. Balance formation. It is going to be a pass, but not a very good one from Alex Vraken, unfortunately. He had his man, but he just threw it about 8 inches lower than where it needed to be. And that's been the story today. This Queens passing offense struggling to get things going. If they can start firing on all cylinders, we could see a very different scoreline here. But for the time being, it is 8-7 with a little under 4.5 minutes to play in our first half of football action. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. Liam Talbot back deep to return. Good punt there from Driver. It's going to take a Queens bounce and be fielded inside the 5. But Talbot is going to get a great return in before being mobbed up at the 20. But the coverage team missing a golden opportunity to pin the Lancers deep. It'll be first and 10 Windsor from their own 21-yard line with under 4 minutes to play here in our first half. Queens leads by a single. Both defenses came to play. Both offenses still looking for answers. Andrew Delaney, the tailback for the Lancers. Big power runner. And it's going to be a handoff to Delaney, who is going to go up the middle for about 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 yards by the time all is said and done. They're going to give him 5, so it'll be a second and 5 coming up from the Windsor 26. As we have entered the 2 o'clock hour here, This is the final regular season game of the year, but the Gaels will have a home playoff game next week, 1 p.m. kickoff as well. Who they're playing is still TBD. I hope I'll have some more answers for you at halftime, but who knows. Second and five coming up. Queens did jump early, so this is a free play for the Lancers, and they will take the play, decline the penalty, as I'm going to see if I can start to pull up some OUA scores, because we're keeping a close eye on every single game across the province here, as every single playoff eligible team is playing, and we have got some games to decide first place, third place, and even the final playoff seeding in York and Guelph. Laurier up 17-0 over Western. McMaster leading Carleton 22-15. York currently leading at halftime 8-6, and Toronto leading going into half 7-6. Would be a shocker if the GGs lost today. First and 10 for the Windsor Lancers. Another great run from Liam Talbot, but he is going to be tackled up by Ian St. Arnaud just over the 50-yard line, as head coach Steve Snyder is very, very passionately conveying something to somebody on the field, as Windsor will have a second and two coming up with less than 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half at Richardson. Yet to see Queens at their full potential here. It's going to be a handoff to Wiebe Mambo on the left-hand side, and Mambo is going to break this one long. He will be tackled up inside the 20. As Windsor's physicality starting to take a toll on the Gaels. Eli Bennett on the turf there will be tended to. If Queens loses today, they will finish fourth, meaning they will take on the fifth-place team, which won't be the Windsor Lancers if they win today. Fifth place could likely end up being either the Ottawa Gigis, the Carleton Ravens, possibly the McMaster Marauders, depending on how things play out. If they lose to Windsor today, they don't play Windsor next week, because Windsor will leapfrog them in the standings. If the Gaels finish fourth and they win their quarterfinal match, they would likely be on the road to Laurier. That would be their semifinal matchup, similar to last year. If the Gaels win today and finish third, they would play the second-ranked team in the semifinals. See? Simple math there. Still a long way away from knowing who's going where and doing what. But the Lancers are threatening their best offensive drive of the ball game here, as the Gaels are struggling to deal with the onslaught of physicality, and they are struggling to connect consistently on the offensive side of the ball. Looks like the game of the day right now is that McMaster and Carleton clash. 7 points separate those two teams, both on the fringes of the lower levels of the playoffs. First and 10 for the Lancers coming up from the Queens 18. Handoff to Andrew Delaney up the middle. And that will be stopped up after a decent first down gain. Give him about five or so. So second and 5 coming up from the Queens 13. Oh, actually a little bit more than that. It's going to be second and 3.5 from the 12. Windsor, keep it simple. Keep driving it forward. Keep slamming it into the middle of this defense. It's what's worked for you on the drive so far. Don't get cute and try and pass. That has not been your strong suit here today. It is going to be a bootleg from Domovsky. And that is going to be... Oh, wow, they give him a touchdown. I thought he was out of bounds. Hey, there you go. Windsor with a rare passing touchdown. Puts them up with a minute and 33 seconds to play in the first half. Domovsky on a play-action bootleg. If that throw was even 6 inches to the left, that might have been 6 the other way. But Domovsky managed to put it where it needed to be. His first great throw of the day. As Queens will need to answer here. Down six, heading in to the final minute and a half to play. And they have not looked like the better team today, folks. They have struggled against the Lancers. But they will get a chance to return this kick. They will get one more kick at the can offensively, at least in our first half of football action. We'll take a short break, and then we'll have a lot of out-of-town scores for you during the Grad Club halftime show. Some surprises, some I expected, and some that could be possibly the funniest outcome of all time, vis-a-vis the Toronto Varsity Blues and the Ottawa GGs. We will have Ethan Dahl and Russell Weir back to return this kick. Windsor leads 14-8 here at homecoming. In a game that has got the Richardson faithful, you could hear a pin drop. It is eerily quiet here. They need some kind of energizer from this otherwise outstanding offense. A low knuckleball kick caught by Russell Weir. And Weir is going to get a good return there, tackled up around the 34-yard line. About a 23-yard return on the left-hand side from Russell Weir. First and 10 coming up from the 35. So kind of the default starting field position here, which means the offense is going to have to do it all the hard way. They have really struggled against this Windsor front. A big departure from the carefree offensive performance against the York Lions. Queens is really having to work hard here. Pass to Cedric Smith is complete for a gain of about four. Second and six incoming. With forward progress, might have given him five. And Vraken just hasn't had a lot of time to work through his progressions and find his guys. Credit to that aggressive Windsor pass rush. When they are in rhythm, they are hard to deal with. Multiple men in motion all throughout the formation. Vraken tries to scramble and gets back to the original line of scrimmage, so Queens is going to have a two and out and punt this one away. Vraken thought he had an opening. It was a good read, but that opening closed up quickly. And Queens is going to have to try and limit the Lancers from putting any more points on the board before halftime. As it's a frustrating offensive effort so far. And the defense, which has played an awful lot of reps, they're starting to get tired against this very physical Windsor run game. Low snap, but Driver is going to get that punt off. It's going to be caught at the 26-yard line of the Lancers. And it's going to be a good return from Kareem Cotton. Evan Martin on that one. So Windsor, decent starting field position near their own 42-yard line with 40 seconds on the clock. So let's see if they continue to ground and pound or if they are going to switch it up and take a more pass-oriented approach here. First and 10 from the Windsor 42. And it looks like it is more of a pass fit for the Lancers. Fighting for third place here in the OUA. Hand off to Weabe Mambo. And Mambo is going to get mobbed. Jacob Baldwin with a great read there. And that's a name we have called a lot. Number 30, turning in an outstanding performance in his first homecoming game. Queens takes a timeout. They're hoping they can maybe get the ball back quick. Try and dial up something big to put up something before the half. Queens trails 14-8 here at homecoming. And so far, Jacob Baldwin has been our player of the game. He has had an outstanding performance. We're going to throw one final time to Old Farm Fine Foods, and then we'll be back to finish out the second quarter of football action. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Hey, sports fans. Why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we are back at it. Windsor facing a second and 10.5 or so from about their own 41-yard line. The Lancers lead the Gales by 6. It's 14-8 here at Richardson. 35 seconds to play in the first half. Windsor is going to hand this one off to Wiabe Mambo, and Mambo is going to be stopped after a gain of about 5 or so. As Queens will take another timeout, and that's so they can try and get their offense the ball back with a decent amount of time left on the clock. By the time the punt is done, the Queens offense will probably have about 22 seconds or so, which they haven't had a lot of time or space to complete passes, but they might be able to scheme something up to, at the very least, get within field goal range for Tyler Mullen. Especially since Mullen is going to have the wind at his back here. So if they can get it to the 45, especially the 40, it becomes a very makeable kick for Mullen, who missed one earlier. But if he is able to get into field goal range and make this one, makes it a three-point game heading into halftime. Or ideally, this Gales offense might be able to scheme something big. They're going to have to make some halftime adjustments because they have not found a great deal of success here against this formidable Lancers front. Good punt by Lidster, fielded by Ian St. Arnaud just over the 30-yard line. Ian St. Arnaud is going to get to about the 36, leaving 18.5 on the clock. So Queens is either going to try something or just kneel this one out. Either way, we are in the final phases of our first half of football action. Title sponsor this year has been the Grad Club. We'll have at least one more game for you next week at 1 p.m. OUA quarterfinal action. Still to be determined who the Gales will be playing. Vraken has got three eligible receivers on his right-hand side, two on the left. It is going to be a pass, so Queens is going to try and get something done. Screen pass to Jared Kasari, who is immediately met and tackled up for a loss. Marco Piccioni, the linebacker there. And that's been the story of the ballgame here. Queens has struggled immensely. But that's why we play four quarters. That's why every game has two halves. As Queens will trail 14-8 heading into halftime here at homecoming. So far, not a happy homecoming for the Queens football faithful. But we'll see if they can turn that around in the second half. This is Jesse Bell for Gales Game Day. We're going to throw it back to the Mother Station for a little bit of music. And then we'll be back again shortly with second half football action. But of course, we'll kick things off with our Grad Club halftime show. I hope you've been having a wonderful homecoming, and I hope you'll stay with us. We'll see you again shortly, folks. Stay tuned.
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Hylia's new EP, The Piano Sessions, which was recorded with just one microphone and a grand piano. Local artist Hylia reimagines a collection of covers in her own unique style in this new release, and unlike her earlier recordings, the new release is stripped down and raw, capturing the intimacy and authenticity of her live solo performances. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Piano Sessions by Hylia on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gold Dust Woman right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pick your path and pray.
101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club Halftime Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jesse Bell here with you live from Richardson Memorial Stadium for the 2025 homecoming clash between York Queens Gales and the Windsor Lancers. If you're just joining us, has not been a stellar afternoon for the Gales so far as they trail 14-8 in this game that will decide third place in the OUA. Before we get into all the nitty-gritty of playoff seeding, let me tell you a bit about our title sponsor this year. You know them, you love them, you can't get enough of them. It's your Queen's University Grad Club. Did you know the Grad Club offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca. They've been a tremendous sponsor for us, not just this season, but for a number of seasons now, and we greatly appreciate them. So far, the story of today's ball game has been both defenses playing outstanding football and both offenses struggling to find a consistent rhythm. Windsor has gotten it done on the ground. Queens has struggled, by and large, through the air, and that has been the difference maker. Two outstanding defensive units, two very different offensive units, and so far the battle of concepts is going the way of the Windsor Lancers. And this is going to be a consequential football game. Both teams have already guaranteed a home football game for next week, but this kind of playoff seeding is really quite crucial if you want to have a long-term playoff run. Let's talk about the current standings. I'll give you some out-of-town scores, and we can talk about how things are shaping out playoffs-wise for the end of this week. Currently, Laurier and Western sit atop the OUA with identical 7-0 records. They are playing each other as we speak to determine who gets the number one seed in that first round bye. Queens is in third at 5-2, Windsor in fourth at 4-3. They play today to figure out who finishes third place. Carleton 3-4, Ottawa 3-4, McMaster 3-4. Currently, they occupy 5, 6, and 7. So your kind of main title playoff spots. And Guelph and York are playing for that final seed. So let me give you the out-of-town scores, and we can use that to kind of playoff prognosticate, so to speak. At halftime, Guelph has taken a 4-point lead over York, 13-9. If Guelph wins, they are in. If York loses, their season is done. Carleton and McMaster are tied at 22, starting the third quarter, which, if McMaster wins, they are in. They will finish in the sixth seed. If Carleton wins, they are in. If Carleton loses, but Ottawa loses, Carleton will sneak into that final playoff spot. The Ottawa GGs are trailing at halftime 10-6 to the Toronto Varsity Blues, which would be a shocking upset. Toronto, one of two teams already eliminated from playoff contention. They have the chance to play spoiler for the GGs. If Ottawa loses, that's it. They're done. They can't finish anywhere above 8th place, they'll be out of the playoffs. Queens here, if they can pull it off, if they can come to life in the second half, they'll lock up the 3 seed. They've already got a home playoff quarterfinal game, but if you're the 3 seed and something crazy happens, well, all of a sudden you've got a chance at a second round home playoff game. And I would be remiss not to mention that in the battle between the undefeated Laurier Golden Hawks and Western Mustangs, it is Laurier with a 2-touchdown lead. They are up 17-3 entering into the start of the third quarter. If Laurier wins, they will lock up first place for the second consecutive season and a first round bye, meaning they get preferential seeding as well. Essentially, whoever wins that game gets to play the lowest ranked playoff teams moving forward and will have home field advantage for each playoff round. So everything to play for, basically all across the league here today.
And Queens may not have the same sense of urgency as some of the other teams like McMaster, Carleton, Ottawa, for instance. And that may be playing a factor here, as it's been a bit of a lifeless performance from the Gaels. Just have not been executing, especially on offense. And the key to beating the Windsor Lancers, they are so formidable against the run game. You have to throw the ball successfully. That's how Guelph beat them. That's how Laurier beat them. Western was a bit of a different story. They kind of won just by brute force. But traditionally speaking, you have to be able to air it out to beat this team. And that has been Queen's weakest side of the ball here today, which is shocking given that this is one of the best passing offenses in the country. In lighter news, we have seen an absolutely outstanding performance from number 30, Jacob Baldwin. He has been the unquestioned star of today's game with an interception, a tackle for loss. He has been all over the field. He had a deflection, a batted ball. He's been outstanding. They are going to need that kind of performance from multiple players on the defense unless this offense kicks it into gear. Thankfully, it's just a 6-point deficit, a one-score ball game. But I will tell you, Windsor has looked like the better of these two teams, and if Queens doesn't get it in gear, this may bode poorly for any future playoff aspirations as well, because you are only going to be playing teams on this level or higher moving forward. But that's why every game has two halves and four quarters, because everything can change with the passage of time. We're going to play a word from our title sponsor, the Grad Club. Going to play a little bit of music, and then we'll be back shortly with third quarter football action on season 102 of Gaels Game Day, right here, right now, on the station that rocks the nation, CFRC 101.9 FM. Okay, folks, quick little word from the Grad Club, and then we'll be rocking and rolling with some more red-hot football action. Actually, one moment here. I'm just taking a look. I want to see. We've had a couple Gaels players banged up in the first half. I'm just looking to see who amongst them is out and about here before we get the third quarter rolling. And it looks like Eric Johnston is good to go. That is great to see. He's going to be so integral to their run defense. Yeah, it looks like we've got a full complement of Gaels players back in action. Great to see that we didn't have anything too serious going on there. So, folks, we will be back with you shortly as the captains huddle at midfield. Stay tuned. Second half football action coming your way shortly.
That was the Grad Club Halftime Show. Coming up next, third quarter football action brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review.
As the whistle is blown, we are just moments away from the start of our third quarter, and it looks like the Gaels will be receiving to start us off, and they will have the wind at their back, which means Windsor had won that opening coin toss and had deferred. So Windsor will have the wind in the fourth. Queens will have the wind and the ball to start the third. It's a 6-point ball game, 14-8. Is your current scoreline with the Lancers up over the hometown Gaels. Windsor looking to spoil the homecoming party. Queens will have another home game next week, a home playoff clash, but I cannot overstate how important it is to win today, lock up that 3 seed, and perhaps more crucially, give yourself the kind of momentum you need to make a deep run. We have a short kick caught by number 88, Liam Silverson, and a great play there by the big man to just go down and give the Gaels starting field position just shy of their 45. Windsor with a little bit of trickeration right off the bat. But Big Sill, Big Cheetah, handled that one with very little issue. And it'll be first and 10 for the Gales from their own 43. One of the better starting field positions they've had, certainly from a kickoff setup. What can they do with it is the million-dollar question. Three receivers on the right. It's going to be a handoff to Jerick Asari, who has got some space right, cutting through the middle, staying on his feet over the 50-yard line. Jerick Asari came to play today, and he was so huge in their comeback win last time out against the Griffins. And he has been their most consistent offensive producer here today, which is no mean feat, given how good this Windsor run defense is. First and 10, Queens from the Lancer 50-yard line. 14-8 is your scoreline. Queens trails by 6. Hand off to Kasari again, and this will have much less success, stopped just shy of the original line of scrimmage. And this is looking very reminiscent to how last year's Windsor-Queens games went. A little bit of offensive momentum immediately brought back down on the subsequent play. They had a really hard time stringing together that kind of consistent offensive rhythm last year, even in the game that they won. That's just how disruptive this defensive unit is. Probably the best defense maybe they've played all year. Second and 10 from the Lancer 50. Vraken dropping back over the middle. Cedric Smith! Cedric Smith! Houdini makes four men miss, and he is gone! See ya! Cedric Smith! A magical play! Number one! Through the middle of this incredible defense! How did he do it? Where did he go? We may never know, but Cedric Smith has put 6 points on the board and brought life to Richardson Stadium. What a play from a young man having a breakout year in Cedric Smith. Mercy me. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. And the Gales have taken the lead. Folks, you are going to see this on CFRC Power Plays later. Cedric Smith caught that in the middle of four Lancers. And somehow, I literally cannot explain to you how he did this. I am at a lack of words. It's almost as if, like a ghost, he apparated and then reappeared deep in the end zone. A fantastic phantom-like play from Cedric Smith. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that before. But boy, oh boy, did the Gales need it. And they have flipped the script and put the Lancers on the back foot here. You'll see that one tonight, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, that is a A1 leading highlight from Cedric Smith. Tyler Mullen's kick will be caught at the 2-yard line. And this return will make it to about the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Lancers. Queens had been down by 6. They lead by 1, 15-14. Alex Vraken's 18th touchdown pass of the season. Cedric Smith's 3rd touchdown reception. And now the defense, can they generate a quick 2-and-out? You need to get this offense back on the field. Keep building momentum. Keep stacking bricks, as Coach Steve Snyder would so eloquently put it. First and 10 coming up. Windsor definitely in more of a run fit with Wiebe Mambo. It is going to be a play-action pass, complete. And they will pick up a first down over the 33-yard line. As we have got a real classic brewing here at Richardson. Great to see the Queens passing offense start to percolate here. And now a defense that has played a lot of snaps, a lot of very physical snaps at that. Let's see if they can turn in the kind of gritty performance that the championship caliber teams can turn in. First and 10, handoff to number 5, Mambo. And Mambo number 5 is going to be dancing in the wrong direction there. Second and looks like they'll give him a forward progress of 1. Setting up a second and 9 from the Lancer 31. Golden opportunity here for York Gales to get off the field and bring that offense back out. Cedric Smith with, I don't know, that might end up high on my top 20 plays of the year. We may have a challenger for Jared Kasari's 105-yard scamper. That was truly outstanding. Second and 9. Multiple men in motion for the Lancers. Pass from Nick Domovsky. Caught by Tariq Huason, who will have enough for a first down on the right-hand side. And this is something that Coach Snyder talked about on Media Day on Thursday. Although they are known for running the football, this Lancer team has some outstanding athletes at wide receiver. Tariq Quason, one of them. A team that really likes to recruit down south. A lot of American-born players on this Windsor roster. It's kind of been the key to their resurgence and recent success. But we've got a junior Mustang, Liam Talbot, as your back right now. It's going to be a pass from Domovsky. He's got time, although he is going to sling it out to Talbot, who manages to evade two Queens tacklers and dart out of bounds. If it's not a first down, it's pretty darn close to it. It'll be second and 3 coming up here. Pursued by James Gillingham and then eventually forced out of bounds by Keegan Vanek. Vanek's final home regular season game. He'll be in the lineup next week for the playoffs as well. Sneak from Domovsky on second and short, and he will pick up the first down. And sorry, that is not Domovsky. I think that is number 10. Just looking. Oh, it is Domovsky. Okay, my mistake, folks. I thought their backup was in to run that one forward. But that was a short first down run for Nick Domovsky. We've got DJ Ryan making his way onto the field. Ryan got the crowd loud early with a thudding special teams tackle. Ryan has been having a career year as well. He was so good against Guelph. And we're going to see if he can generate some defensive momentum here. It is going to be a passing down. Spread formation. Domovsky slings this one out. Caught, but immediately downed. Gain of about 7 or so on the right-hand side, setting up second and 3. Ryan out, Tristan Burrell in, clearly expecting a run-heavy formation. And hey, if Windsor can start to generate consistent offensive drives like this, they are going to be a problem for this Queens team. A much more finesse-driven defense is struggling against this very physical offensive line. Hasn't been a ton of pressure on Domovsky. You need something here. That was a key to disrupting Guelph's passing attack last weekend. Jet sweep to Tariq Quason. Quason, there is a hold, so that one is coming back. And a good call at that, as a jet sweep would have been broken long, but Ian St. Arnaud was manhandled by a Windsor receiver. St. Arnaud trying to disengage and make the tackle, and the guy was all over him. So what would have been a huge play for the Lancers is going to be coming back. And to be fair, if it wasn't for that hold, I don't think it would have been a huge play. As Ian St. Arnaud had the right angle on it, he just didn't have the separation to get it. So Windsor, what was a second and very makeable becomes a second and long. Or sorry, my mistake. They will get the first down because the hold occurred after the first down was picked up. So it will be first and 10, but it's basically going to be from the exact same location, which is the Queens 45-yard line. So what would have been a touchdown ends up as a first down, but not necessarily with first down distance. If that makes sense to you fine folks listening at home. First and 10 from the Queens 45. Handoff faked to Mambo as Nick Domovsky is off and running. And Domovsky is going to be tackled up in the Queens red zone. And this is something we saw the Gales struggle with against the Western Mustangs. This kind of read option running game where the quarterback can get involved. They could not stop Jerome Rancor when he incorporated this. And Nick Domovsky just put in his best play of the day there. And now all of a sudden, Windsor is in the Queens red zone, and this is a scary situation. If this Queens defense cannot string together stops, they may be in for a long day here against this Lancer offense. First and 10 from the Queens 15. Hand off to Mambo. And Mambo is going to be upended by a collection of Gales, including number 14, Jared Seaway, who had our first highlight play of the game with an outstanding touchdown-saving PBU pass breakup. It'll be second and 5 from around the Queens 10. A field goal here would be great. You don't want to let Windsor put together consecutive touchdown drives. And the biggest thing is this Queens front, a little light in the loafers, having trouble against this very heavy and physical Windsor offensive line. Second and 5, hand off to Talbot, and Talbot is going to have a first down. And the pressure is now going to be on this Queens offense, as Windsor is well on their way to 6 more points. And this might be giving other teams kind of a roadmap to challenge this Queens defense. Load up on the physicality and drive it down the center of a very finesse-driven front. Let's see if Queens can rise to the occasion here. First and goal from the 3-yard line. Handoff is going to be stopped at the 1-yard line. So that will set up a second and short. Queens leads 15-14 with 6.5 minutes to play in our third quarter. Brought to you by the Alumni Review. More on them in just a moment. But Queens backs up against the wall. It's about as close can be. And this is a power run football team they're facing down. And if you're Windsor, with the offensive momentum you have, if you score here, I think you go for 2 as well to try and restore a touchdown lead. Hand off to Andrew Delaney, and Delaney is going to be stopped short, and that will bring up third and goal. So here we go, decision time for the Lancers. As the Gales crowd must get loud. Third and goal. 1 yard to go. Flags are down. It would have been a touchdown, but it depends on who these flags are on. And this is the difference between a touchdown and a third down, folks. And it is a touchdown. Gales trail 20-15. And that is a defensive possession that is going to be very unsettling. With the ease at which Windsor moved down the field. As Lidster is on to make this a 6-point ball game. Kick is up and good. 21-15 is your scoreline. Let's throw to a quick word from our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review.
Thank you to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, you are missing a great game here at Richardson Stadium for Queens Homecoming 2025. Although the Gales faithful are maybe a little uneasy after Windsor just ran down the field, quite literally ran down the field with ease. It was a six-point deficit at halftime. It's a six-point deficit once more as Guelph begins to pull away at home against York. Looks like Guelph will end up defeating the Lions, if I had to bet. Laurier, 23-point lead over Western. Carlton and Mack are tied 25-25 in what looks like an absolute classic game there in Hamilton. And Ottawa still trails Toronto 10-6. And if Carlton wins and Ottawa loses, the Gigi's, who at one point looked like they could finish 6-2, may miss the playoffs entirely. And the Gales, who looked like they were going to finish 6-2, if they don't right the ship here, will finish 5-3 for the third consecutive season. Russell Weir, short return, stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Gales. They made magic happen on that last drive, but I don't know if a play like that is something you can depend on every single time. Cedric Smith's disappearing act, a Houdini-esque catch and run. If you don't know what I mean, you will when you check out CFRC Power Plays tonight. 1st and 10, three receivers on the right-hand side for Alex Vraken. Logan Walton in single coverage on the left. Haven't seen Preston Martin since his first half injury. Vraken under pressure, somehow evades pressure, and manages to sling that one to Mateo Tuioti. Speaking of Houdini, an escape act from Alex Vraken there. Adding to his legendary 2025 season, he is so elusive in the pocket. Sneaking out of a surefire sack to pick up a huge first down. 1st and 10 from the Queens 46. 21-15, your scoreline here. Vraken will complete to, never mind, incomplete, but there is a flag down in the Windsor defensive backfield. James Preston, tough drop there. See what this flag is all about. Looks like it is on the Lancers, so the Gales will get a bit of a reprieve after a kind of uncharacteristic drop there from the normally sure-handed James Preston. So, penalty on the Lancers will give the Gales a fresh set of downs. We will get 1st and 10, and it looks like this is a 15-yarder, either UC or possibly a face mask. I missed the exact play itself. Can't tell you if that was a good call or not, I'll be very honest with you. Three receivers on the right-hand side for Alex Vraken. Logan Walton in single coverage on the left. Blitz coming. Vraken steps up, finds Logan Walton. First down for the Gales. Good job there by that Queens pass protection to pick up the linebacker blitz. Give Vraken the time he needs. And when he's got time and space, he is a dangerous man. It'll be 1st and 10 from the Lancer 39. Gales trail by 6 in what has been a very evenly contested football game. Queens trying to string a second consecutive victory in a row over the Lancers. Pass from Vraken. He's got time. He's rolling left. He's going to go out of bounds, and it will be a big sack. But he had nobody open. But that is not how you want to start your fresh set of downs. It'll be 2nd and 15, but at least Vraken spared himself a big hit. There was time, but the coverage there, very much a coverage sack from the Lancers. And I'll tell you right now, this is going to be a game that Alex Vraken has to win for these guys. The passing offense has to be formidable today. 21-15 is your scoreline. 2nd and 15 is your down and distance.
breaking to Falcone. And this has just been such a brutal game today. So many drops. This Queens offense has not looked as sharp as we are used to. And it's very frustrating for those young men. And it's very frustrating for me here. They've had multiple first downs quite literally slip through their fingers. And that's really tough when the man that is not securing that play is an all-Canadian caliber player like Nathan Falcone. Not what you expect, but a promising Queens drive, one that I think they needed momentum on, will end with a Matt Driver punt. And a good one at that. Caught inside the 10-yard line. And a good tackle there by the Gales. There is a flag down. That would have been a tackle from number 35, Jace Baldwin, but we'll see what the flag is. I think it's on the Lancers. Yep, holding on Windsor, so they are going to be moving backwards as we are on the cusp of the 3 p.m. hour. And Windsor is going to start this drive inside their own 10-yard line. You need something big from your defense here. Get that offense back on the field. Take another crack at it. You don't want to go down two scores against a team this strong. First and 10 coming up from the 7 for the Lancers. Multiple men in motion on the right. Handoff up the middle to Mambo. And Mambo is going to be met by a gaggle of Gales, including number 30, Jacob Baldwin, and number 15, James Gillingham. So that'll set up a second and long as we are starting to get signs of life, hopefully, from this Richardson crowd. They really need to get loud here as it's second and 8 from the, actually about the 9-yard line. A two and out here could produce a possible safety. Domofsky with multiple men in motion. It's going to be a pass from Nick Domofsky. And it's incomplete. As we've got some... I was going to say, I wasn't sure if it was a penalty. It's a whistle, so Windsor, two and out, will be forced to likely concede a safety, which will make this a four-point... So there was a penalty, but it was on the Lancers. It's been declined. Third and 8. Punt situation. Likely 2 points being conceded. But Brady Lidster, he's got a leg on him. They may elect to blast this one away, but I would be surprised. So we shall see. Yep, it will be a safety. And that will make it a 21-17 ball.